Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told you yesterday, I took you behind the curtain, and I said, I just lead a more glamorous life than you. I dumped my entire athletic sock drawer yesterday and replaced them all with new socks from Costco. And I didn't spend $40 doing it. That's just the kind of things I do. I lead such a sexy life. Replacing all my athletic socks at Costco on a Saturday. My wife says, you are going, I hope you work until you're 85 because you're going to drive me crazy. She does not want to go to Costco with me ever again. It's unbelievable. She says, I see things and I just want to buy them. It's unbelievable. I just try to do creative things. And my wife gets very, very controlling on these things. Looking forward to finding out what, you know, is going to go on around NFL and legal circles. And honestly, at CBS Sports Radio, we need legal advice from time to time. And it's great to have a new member of the team, Amy Dash, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Amy, I have long been a fan.
Wow, and I was thrilled. Thank you so much.
I was thrilled when I got the memo this week because I have enjoyed your reporting on a lot of things. You've crossed over into sports many times before. In your reporting, though, your reporting and your legal expertise has been used in a lot of cases that are not sports related in the media. But it's great to have you a part of the team here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we have something in common that I love Costco, too. You know, I get I get glasses there, and they have fantastic deals.
So do I. Now, are you talking about real glasses, or are you talking about the three for...
The frames. You know, the frames can cost like $200, but at Costco, I get my second pair for $25. Can you believe
it?
I should be endorsed for this, right?
I got to tell Christina that. I got to tell my wife that because she's just had to get glasses. So I got to tell her, make sure she's doing that. I get the three for like the plus 125s, the readers. Because I've got pretty good eyes.
Okay.
So I get them. And
I'm
they're
not
like
there
nine.
Yet.
They're,
that's I will
get
be.
Now, you're a BU girl, too.
That's right.
Boston University. It's one of the schools that my daughter has on her. On her potential list. She's going into eighth grade. She already has a potential list of colleges.
Wow. She's very ambitious. Well, if she wants to follow in your footsteps, it's one of the best communication schools.
Well, she also, too, has one of her, she's sort of like a young performer. One of her acting idols is a lady named Mara West, who is a graduate of BU. And she is a fantastic lady. So she wants to be like Mara, too. So that could work out well. Let me ask you about what's going on with the NFL now getting ready to face a appeal process for Ezekiel Elliott. Because there's a lot of people who believe that Ezekiel Elliott is in a legal entanglement because of a crazy male-female relationship that appeared to go off the rails. How confident do you think the NFL is that they're going to be able to make their case?
Well, here's the thing. Roger Goodell can preside over this appeals process.
Sure.
So if he wants to go that route, then I don't think that Ezekiel Elliott has a chance. Or Roger Goodell can do what he did with the Ray Rice situation, and he can appoint an independent, credible person like he did with the former federal judge who presided over that. But that didn't go very well for Roger Goodell, did it?
No, it didn't.
or he has a third option where he can put somebody who's semi-impartial, like an NFL executive, and have them preside over it. So I think that's really going to determine how this all plays out, is who is Roger Goodell going to decide should rule on this appeal?
Do you think Roger Goodell's going to worry about the PR aspect of this appeal? Do you think he's going to worry about what it appears that if he did preside over it, that it would give the look that Ezekiel Elliott didn't get a real fair day in court?
I think so, because I think that he's tired of the criticism. But by the same token, like I said, when he appointed that former federal judge, all she did was criticize him. She criticized the league's domestic violence policy. She criticized the fact that Roger Goodell never watched the elevator video, even though he apparently knew about it. So either way, I don't think he's going to be able to escape that.
The negativity regarding when you just say domestic violence, it gets everybody's ire up. It, you know, everybody's got an opinion on it. But this, to me, almost feels like one where the NFL has to make a strong statement because of weak statements in the past.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Josh Brown situation. So it's not like they've entirely stuck to their supposed strict domestic violence policy where they said it was going to be a 6-game suspension, because obviously they made an exception. And under the policy, they can, because they can have mitigating and aggravating factors. Here, they said specifically that they didn't find anything that could mitigate this suspension, and that's why it's 6 games. But I think they have to take this seriously, not just from a PR perspective, but like you said, from an ethical and moral perspective. And they have tried to raise the bar for athletes so that they can show that this conduct is not acceptable and therefore hopefully deter it from happening again.
Amy, collusion seems to be a popular word in the United States this year, in our news cycle, in our sports cycle. Do you think there would be any case that could be made where Colin Kaepernick and his representatives could say the NFL owners are colluding against me from having a job? Because I've heard this reference dropped by a few media members, and I'm saying you'd have to be able to prove collusion, right? You have to be able to show that, you have to be able to show documents, emails, or some sort of proof that collusion occurred, correct?
You're absolutely right. And the NFL does have an anti-collusion policy. So he would have a right to, you know, under that policy, there could be a lot of damages won. I think it's like 3 times what the highest person in a similar position would make. So if he wanted to try to make that case, he could. But I think he'd have a very hard time because, like you said, you not only have to provide evidence, but you have to prove that there was an agreement between 2 or more club members, that there was actually somewhat of a conspiracy. There was a plan that they wanted to act in concert to keep him out of the league. And I just don't think that's what's happening here. However, I think this sounds a lot more like an employment discrimination case. And there are rights to not be discriminated against based on your free speech. The First Amendment protects your free speech. The limitation there is that only public employees are protected from being fired for exercising their free speech. So if you work for a state or federal government, or you work for an institution of higher education, then you can bring a claim like that. But for private employers, you can't. So I don't really think he has any legal grounds here for anything.
Amy, I would say Colin Kaepernick, when his girlfriend is tweeting out that the NFL owners are slave owners, that he's creating negative impact for a potential brand he wants to work for, it would be like, I guess, somebody saying hamburger meat kills you, and now I want to be an executive for McDonald's. Like, to me, I don't understand how the optics would work.
You know, I think he's in a desperate spot here, because also you have to remember that if he wants to build any type of case, he would have to show that the primary motivation for this supposed discrimination against him was the fact that he kneeled during the national anthem. But apparently he hasn't been performing very well over the past 2 seasons, has he?
No.
So, I don't think he has a leg to stand on. So I think that's why, maybe out of frustration, him and his girlfriend and all these people are tweeting things or what have you, and trying to create more of a publicity campaign behind him, because just to basically shift the focus from the fact that maybe he wasn't chosen because he's just not worth it, by the very fact of he's not performing well and he may be controversial.
If my wife was tweeting negative things about CBS Sports Radio and its executives, I would expect to not have a job. I would expect that they are not going to employ me. They're not going to want that around if that was the case. And so I don't understand why so many don't seem to understand the details around this case. But it's controversial.
Why do you think that he decided to do a total about face right before he became a free agent and say that he was now not going to kneel during the national anthem?
He realizes he's trying to change the narrative on what he was going to be or what he was willing to do, which I find sort of strange, because if it was so important for you to kneel during the national anthem, it's not important for you to kneel anymore. I thought that was a cop. Like, I thought that was a cop out. Amy, yeah. I'm so glad you're part of the team now, and I hope you're going to not mind us waking you up on Sunday morning sometimes, leaning on
you. No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.